Well, my body was working too hard. I was breaking down. I was sore, like couldn't keep working. And I want to inspire my children to do better. And I couldn't tell them to do better if I didn't set the example myself. So, and to inspire other people that if I can do it, they can do it too.
And it's kind of in your entire life that you struggle with this. Talk to me a bit about what people don't realize about this this particular set of challenges.
Well, you really can't pick the people out. Like a lot of people wouldn't know I had those struggles, and there's a lot of people out there, they can hide it very well. And it's just getting the encouragement to move forward and admit that you have problems.
And that must have been quite a hard step for you.
It was, but with Linda Fitzgerald there, and like I had that low self-esteem, and what it did when she spoke to me, to think someone of her caliber, a judge's wife, hugging me and telling me how much she admired me, that really sort of softened me up and got me to admit that I did have challenges and go look for help and accept the help. And then that encouraged me to do the same and encourage other people to do the same thing. And I always tell people, no matter how successful you are in life, you didn't get there by yourself. And no one can run a business by themselves. So you should never think that you're better than anyone. We all put our pants on one leg at a time, and we all have to eat. So, you know, be kind to others, because we all have problems and we all suffer. So, but everyone has different problems. So just be kind and be mindful of what you do.
My name is Leon Dixon.
So Leon, we just saw your mother get an award there. Talk to me about kind of how that felt.
I was really proud of Mom. Growing up, I didn't know that she couldn't read, but helping her with her speech this week, I gained a whole new perspective of my childhood, because I thought, oh, she just didn't want to help us. She wasn't able to. She always had other things to do, but she actually couldn't help us with her homework because she wasn't able to break down the words or help us get through, like, not even a bedtime story. So this week gave me a whole new perspective of my relationship with my mother and my childhood.
How did that revelation kind of feel?
It was pretty powerful. I kind of had to sit with it. And it just, I didn't realize. I know my mom's shared her story with thousands of people over the years, and I've heard bits and pieces, but I've never actually sat down and read through it. I don't know if I just wasn't ready or I didn't quite grasp kind of everything, but I just, it was pretty emotional by times when I was going through and just really realizing things that I judged one way in my childhood were actually completely different, and it was because of my mom's literacy skills. And I just kind of gained a whole new appreciation. I've always kind of admired her, but it really came to the forefront.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time.
No problem. Thank you.